Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning to you, Dr. Green.
Well, good morning once again, Ed. Again, so good to be with you this Sunday morning. I always look forward to our time together. Catching up with you about our week is just a lot of fun for me. And thank you for the introduction. Like you said, I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. I've been working with CHI Memorial now for over 20 years. I'm not going to say exactly how long because that'll age me. And it's been my pleasure to provide primary care to the people of Northwest Georgia and also the Chattanooga area now for well over 20 years. In a family tradition that goes back over 150 years, I've delighted. We've unfortunately had several local providers retire or change their profession in the last few weeks. So there have been a lot of new patients in the office, and I get to talk to them about the history of my family. And I've got really boring pictures in my office that I'll have to show you one day, Ed, with my father and grandfather and great-grandfather. And just thinking about that this week once again showed me the legacy, the honor that God has provided for me in this area. It's nice to be reminded of that. And again, a pleasure to work with CHI, who is our title sponsor. Let me also give a little shout out to Benchmark Physical Therapy. I've been working with them for many, many years. They do a lot of good work in our area, and also LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. And as you know, we work with Home Care Solutions. They're a sponsor as well, an LHC corporation, and I work with Heartlight Hospice. And both those companies continue to do stellar work for the residents of Northwest Georgia. And Heartlight actually, you know, is in Dalton, and we just opened a new Home Care Solutions office in Dalton, and that's exciting too. And I hope that will expand and grow. And CHI Memorial Georgia, once again, growing leaps and bounds. And I've got to meet one of our new radiation oncologists. Maybe we can have him on the show, so I'll leave that as a surprise. I asked him, and he said he would be delighted to be on our show one day. Nice, nice fella. That gives me an opportunity to give a little message from Memorial. They want to remind you that a cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming. Cancer treatment shouldn't be. That's why CHI Memorial offers the safest, most effective cancer treatments available with a customized treatment plan just for you. Now it is more convenient to get the care you need with two locations, one in Chattanooga and now one in North Georgia at CHI Memorial Parkway, where I am. Visit memorial.org to learn how CHI Memorial's radiation oncology team works together to provide support and help when you need it. And Ed, you know, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. And also, I noticed your podcast, and you know, I'm checking that out. I saw a little blurb for it on Facebook and liked that. And also, I think you had a keto lecture that you did. And I'd like to hear all about that.
Well, thank you, my friend. And yes, we had a lot of activity the past week or two at Nutrition World. And I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World on Lee Highway, Chattanooga. We've been in business. I opened in 1979. That's kind of scary to even speak on those terms. You're talking about dating you. Just listen to what that just did for me.
Thank you.
You look like a kid still to myself. So I was a Chattanooga policeman for several years at the same time of operating and trying to stay in business at Nutrition World during the early years. And they were quite the struggle for a decade. Many times I almost threw the towel in, but I had this passion for the belief that the human body is given the gift of magnificent power of self-healing, but we have to access it. We have to help feed it. We have to help give it nutrients, clean food, sunshine, sleep, many of the things that are not being addressed in even today's everyday conversations. We still tend to be strongly leaning, especially in this town, to a toolbox that is sometimes more pharmaceutically based than I feel comfortable. And I'm a huge fan of pharmaceuticals saving lives and managing part of our ups and downs, but it is a mainly symptomatic approach, and I think more and more people are realizing that, including health professionals. In fact, you know, we're really embracing briomedicine.com, which is a, more of an integrative medical clinic. We are doing lectures constantly at Nutrition World because we are a wellness center more than anything else, and we're growing by the word you said, leaps and bounds, like Memorial is. So it's a very exciting time for all of us. And yes, this week ago, we did have a lecture on keto diets. Now, when I started preparing to give this lecture with one of my employees, his name was Adam, who's very well schooled on this, I didn't realize that the number one, if you typed in Google, number one word that pops up if you type in the word diet is keto. So the popularity of this is skyrocketing. What does it mean, keto diet? All this, and I can summarize it in one to two sentences. Of course, we know what the goal would be, which is, you know, feel better, be healthier, and lose weight. But the way keto works is by retraining your body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. And when I gave my lecture the other night to a packed house of 85 people, we could not hold another soul. I kind of came up with this analogy. If you went out and you bought you a hybrid car, let's say a Toyota that, you know, operates between gas and operates with electricity. If most American people are only programmed to burn carbohydrates, that's the bagels, that's the pastas, that's the rices, that's the junk, that's the sweet tea, all of the things that many of us are used to eating morning, noon, and night. Well, carbohydrates tend to burn dirty. What that means is they actually leave some residue. They actually cause some damage to the cells, the mitochondria. Well, fat burns clean if it's healthy fat, not the bad fried fats and other things that we know are unhealthy. So if you had a hybrid car and you continued to disable the electric part of that, that's what the American public is doing today. They're disabling the ability to burn fat for fuel. That means you're going to gain weight faster. You're going to have cravings constantly and really be imprisoned by the fact that carbs are like a drug. And you go 4 hours without them, all you're doing is thinking about what and how can you get more carbs. So the whole lecture was, I was very pleased with it. And we're going to post, it should be posted by now when you hear this, on nutritionw.com or on our Facebook. So you can listen to me explain in about 30 minutes the whole concept and why you might want to embrace this. And again, Dr. Green, I know we've talked about this at length, and you've certainly taken it upon yourself to do some keto lifestyle changing. And I'm not a person who says that you have to be like totally engrossed in this. It isn't a win-lose situation. I lean toward a keto lifestyle. I'm not always in ketosis or what I would say is keto diet. And that's kind of like you, isn't it?
You know, it is. When I first tried it, I frankly didn't believe you. I think that was around maybe March or April of last year. And I said, well, I'll give it a try. I thought you were basically full of it. And I thought there's no way it's going to work. And how can you change your body from a carb metabolism to a fat metabolism? I thought that was just hogwash. But, we try things on ourselves. And so I did and started losing 5 pounds a week, which is a little above the average. But I was also running at the same time. I felt better on the keto diet, but I was more strict for the first 6 weeks and then backed off. And I really didn't get totally off of it until the holidays. So, you know, for the holidays, yeah, I got off of that and had my sweets and whatnot and ate foods I shouldn't and enjoyed the whole time, frankly. But I feel better when I'm living like you. I don't check for ketosis so much. I'm not that concerned with whether or not, I'm in ketosis. I do enjoy the keto lifestyle and diet. I feel better, have more energy when I'm doing that. I seem to sleep better. That has been a surprise to me that I have more energy when I'm doing that because the carbs are less. And in the past, I've had some hypoglycemia in years past. And I notice when I'm on the keto diet, I just don't. My body's not dependent on those carbs and it's burning fat. And I just don't have those highs and lows like I once did. It's a much more steady, well, except for my coffee intake. But, you know, I do feel better with a diet leaning towards the keto lifestyle. So I'm looking forward to the advanced keto lecture that's coming up at Nutrition World. And I do hope to be there, and I hope a lot of other people will join us. And I think that not only is it just a good diet and lifestyle change for losing weight, it also can make a lot of people, I'm sure not everyone, but a lot of people actually feel better.
Well, and you just resonated with me, because let me tell you what I did yesterday. Part of the keto protocol, not all, you don't have to do this, but it's called intermittent fasting. And what we've learned is if you can go between 12 and 14 hours without consuming anything but water, it really like cleans up all the toxins in your body. It changes your metabolism for the positive, but it also seems to fuel balanced blood, brain chemistry and blood chemistry to a point that almost nothing else does. Now, so yesterday, because, you know, I've always heard that to really learn something, teach it. Well, the more I'm teaching about keto, the more I'm learning. I did, I ate lunch at 12 o'clock, had a small snack at 1 p.m. and did not eat one single bite until 5:30 this morning. That is unheard of for Ed Jones. I would have crashed into the pit of you-know-what normally over the past 60, almost 62 years of living, because I thought I needed these foods, even if they were super healthy and lower carb. I thought I had to have them. But I'm going to embrace this totally, because it helps to prevent Alzheimer's, it helps to prevent inflammation, it helps to prevent so many things. And there is a drink now I'm drinking from Nutrition World by Garden of Life called a keto breakfast. And all I do is mix up two scoops, and I mix it with cold water or almond milk, and I've got the perfect breakfast in 3 freaking minutes. So everybody do log on when you can to Nutrition W. Watch the video of my lesson that I taught, and then you'll be ready to come to the advanced. Well, it is already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green, and when we come back,
incredible,
we are going to be discussing with our guest a very important topic. She is from CHI Memorial, talking about the color Chattanooga pink. It will be Laurie. And so we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, longevity, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have a very interesting guest, Laurie from the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center. Welcome to the show, Laurie.
Hi, thank you.
I knew Mary Ellen Locher quite well. She was a very regular customer of mine because she totally embraced both worlds. She was the epitome of what I like to see in a patient, which is, you know, following good standard medical information and wisdom, but at the same time, understanding that there's a lot that is in other toolboxes that you may want to address. And so that's, of course, why we are always, or why I'm especially do what I do, is to try to bring that other conversation in. But before I even say anything of that point, tell us a little bit about why you're here and about the event and, you know, people who don't know about the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, what they might want to know about it.
Sure. So as a volunteer with the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, I am here to share a little bit of information about what we provide and the fundraising that we're currently doing to ensure that the Chattanooga area continues to have those resources. So in 2018, more than 27,000 patients came to the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at CHI Memorial. Almost 35,000 exams and procedures were performed at all three locations, Chattanooga, Hickson, and Ootowah, in order to prevent women or to treat women that have prevent breast cancer or treat those women that have breast cancer. The event that we have coming up is our annual gala, Pink. It is January 26th. We, over the years, since 2006, we've raised $3.8 million that supports the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center through the Pink Gala. And all of the proceeds from this event, 100% stays in Chattanooga, which is phenomenal. The event is currently sold out, but there will be are several ways that you can still participate and give leading up to the event.
Now, doesn't the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center have a couple of mobile coaches? Can you tell us about those?
Absolutely. So we have two mobile coaches, and what I mean by coaches, these are buses that go out into the community. We reach 24 counties in Tennessee and five in North Georgia to provide access to mammograms that women may that for women or men that may not currently be able to either afford or just access to be able to come into our downtown locations or Ottawa or Hickson. In the past year, actually 11 women were diagnosed with breast cancer through our mobile health coaches. So we hopefully were able to save some lives just through those two resources there. And part of the funds over the years have gone to support those coaches.
Absolutely. Now, a little off the subject, but don't they also do cervical cancer screening?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, is this free to the community, or how does this work?
So through our, you know, radio resources, and we send these out to different businesses. And if you're interested, you can call the Mary Ellen Locher Center and reach out to them, and they can let you know when those mobile coaches will be in your area.
Interesting. Now, tell us a little bit about your own personal journey. I know you mentioned that earlier.
Yes. Yeah, so my mother had breast cancer at age 33. And over the years, she had an additional diagnosis of breast cancer and later on two more diagnoses of ovarian cancer. At that point, some red flags were raised from her physicians that she should get genetic testing done and let her children know the results. And we decided whether or not we were going to have that testing done as well. She was BRCA1 positive, which is one of the well-known gene mutations for breast cancer. And I had the testing done at Mary Ellen Locher Center. It's very simple. You go in, you meet with a genetic counselor, you have a swab done in your mouth. They send the results off, and then they'll give you a call.
There's actually a couple you can do for any of the listeners, and they can talk to their regular provider, such as myself or really any PCP. BRCA and BART testing can be done in most offices.
Exactly. This was years ago, and I think it was really at the first steps of genetic testing being done in offices. And thankfully now it has spread more to all the physicians that you may see for potential breast cancer screenings.
Can they do that screening from the coaches?
I'm not sure. I know that at the time when I had the genetic testing done, it was in the office, but I know that they have the information for genetic testing.
I'm sure they could direct them to the right
correct.
Place if they don't. Just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone who doesn't have insurance to either of you and wants that testing, is it expensive or do we know?
It's much less expensive than it was in 2011 when I did it. Again, all that information is at Mary Ellen Locher.
And how would someone find out more information on if they're sitting at their computer right now?
There's several. If you just Google breast cancer genetic testing, you'll see several links pop up. Dr. Green may have more information around that. A specific company that I use, I'm not sure who Mary Ellen Locher is using anymore, but I think that you have to look and is there a family history? Do you know if there is... Does your mother or aunt or grandmother, did they have genetic testing done? And if not, that's okay. You can continue that. I did get a positive result back, and it's not a death sentence. I found that for several years, I just continued to monitor through mammograms and MRI. Every 6 months, I'd have one done, and then 6 months later, the next.
Well, that's very interesting because I'm sure it's given you in some ways, both sides of the fence, fear of part of that when you find out, but then also a resolution of that fear if you take steps toward, addressing it. I guess that's happened to you, didn't it?
Correct. Initial reaction is fear, but having that information and that knowledge, you can take action. And I think that if you ask anyone that's had breast cancer and they could reverse time, they would much rather have the information ahead of time and be able to make that decision. I ultimately chose to have a prophylactic mastectomy, and I won't say that it was easy, but knowing that cloud of fear and doubt is no longer hanging over me. I took my risk from 86% likelihood of having breast cancer in my lifetime to now less than 5.
Wow. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we're talking with Laurie from the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, and talking some about genes and her personal journey of getting tested. You know, I've been doing and following, reading and teaching and educating for 40 years on kind of the opposite, or not opposite, but a different opposing view of prevention and other things. And there's a physician here in town named Dr. Terry Smith. And to me, he's a walking encyclopedia. He tests almost all of his patients who walk in for two things, both of which we have talked about, him and I, extensively. He says if both of these were addressed, research is pretty clear that would lower the breast cancer rates by a minimum of 50%. And these two things are MTHFR, which is a certain gene that causes lots of issues as we get older. It's addressed totally by methylfolate. Secondly is keeping a vitamin D level of 50 nanograms or above. This is my frustration slightly, is that this information still not being really embraced by a lot of mainstream people, even though the research is overwhelming. And as far as the gene, the BRCA gene you got tested, you know, that's different than the one I'm speaking of. And, you know, there was a period in my life where I felt like, you know, if we cut out every body part, well, we're going to not have to worry about cancer, but then you don't have a body left. But in the BRCA gene, the risk is so significant. And when you're young, you know, if every single shower you take, you're panicking when you're feeling for a lump, it sounds like it's, you know, a very wise decision to consider that. And obviously you feel the same way, correctly?
Correct. In fact, they took my tissue to pathology after my mastectomy, and they found abnormal cells starting to gather in my left breast. So it truly would have been a matter of time for me. You mentioned the MTHFR mutation, and I actually know Dr. Terry Smith as well, and I had this testing done with him, and coincidentally, I also have the MTHFR mutation. I think it's more prevalent than we realize, and I'm on board. I do think that there's a lot we can prevent early on just through vitamin D and being aware of this.
And we were talking about some of the criteria for, I've been madly Googling and whatnot. The criteria for doing BRCA and BART testing, getting it covered by insurance, are extensive, and I was just reviewing those, and I don't think I really want to list those on the air. If anybody wanted to look into those, you can Google LCD guidelines. That's local coverage determination guidelines. Also, you can look at Milliman care guidelines. That is an excellent resource from a medical necessity criteria standpoint, which is what I've used in the past when I worked in the insurance industry, in order to look for, you know, will I be covered for that? So if anybody wants to know, should they do it, just look. I mean, it's a personal decision, like Laurie's saying. That's one. Number two, look at your statistical risk through these, because these guidelines are there for a reason. And it is a very real risk when you start looking at your relatives, you know, cancers that either the individual has been through or first-degree relatives. And like Laurie's saying, she's found out a lot, you know, after surgery and with her genetic testing, that she was at super high risk. So, you know, in the end, though, it's a personal decision to get this done. And I would, as a patient, be thinking, if I get the testing done, am I going to use the information or not? If the answer is that you're never going to do anything about it, you probably should wait because you're not ready for it. But if you're going to act on it, it's probably time to go ahead and get the testing.
Very, very wise information, I do believe. And at NutritionW.com, on our website, we have, and I can't say I actually just looked this up, but you can order any blood test you want online, get it drawn locally, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that would be available on that kind of basis also. It's at NutritionW.com.
We can always look up the cash pay costs and maybe bring that next week as well.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's make a note and speak on that, because I love empowering people on their own, because, you know, there's a lot of fear sometimes that people can't overcome when they have to make appointments, go to offices, sit around, you know, and they're fearful. And sometimes they are willing to do something if they can kind of be the one who calls the shots. And the test is the test. So if you do it and you get back the results, then you go consult with the right people. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I know I went to the Pink Conference about 6 years ago, and certainly a huge event and very well organized, and, you know, really raises a lot of good money for the purpose that we are speaking about. And, like, what other services or what other parts to Mary Ellen Locher would a person who now, so let me, I'm kind of unclear on this. Would a person want to be involved in it for just prevention and education, or is this something that really only is utilized once a diagnosis is in place?
This is absolutely a one-stop shop for anyone who has a family history, who is concerned, who has the risk factors for breast cancer, male or female, and this is not a center for someone who's just has a diagnosis. This is a one-stop resource center that encompasses anywhere along the journey of breast cancer prevention to diagnosis to treatment, and someone will be there to hold your hand along the way of any part of that process.
I love that. That's a perfect description. If you don't mind, spell Locher for people who might be Googling Mary Ann Locher.
Correct. L-O-C-H-E-R. Mary Ellen is one word, so Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at CHI Memorial.
Lovely, Laurie. Thank you so much for this, such wise information. It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your health with myself and Dr. Green. So stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, longevity, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and I do want to ask a big favor. We have a new, or I will say I have a new, podcast. And this is a podcast that's not local. It will be national. That's why nothing on here will be probably spoken about Chattanooga or anything in Nutrition World. However, the goal is to have categories of information for those who are interested. And what a podcast, of course, is a method of you listening to a show at your leisure. You can do it on your cell phone. You can do it on your computer. You can do it sitting at home. And you just hit stop when you're ready and you go back when you're ready. I have about six segments under my belt. Everything from one of them is sleep, one of is gut health. There's going to be a many topics because I record every Wednesday. So if you will, the only way that these things can be successful is if you go on the podcast and rate and review, because iTunes is the powerhouse behind making these successful. So if you will, you can go on to the Holistic Navigator, spelled just like it sounds, and the word holistic is H. The reason I picked Navigator is because I also am a pilot, and I love flying planes. And so I thought it was a good merging between, you know, my holistic background of 40 years and navigating through a very complex, confusing jungle of information that we now have, which is how to be healthy. That's why we are also here together on this show with my well-versed and educated and fit. And, oh, my gosh, it's getting a little bit deep in here. I'm trying to be
nice.
No,
don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going.
Oh, no, I better not keep going. Something else might fly.
You forgot young.
No. Well, it's all relative because, you know, I'm almost 62 and I'm sure an 80-year-old thinks I'm young. So I'm thinking you're pretty dang young too, my friend.
And we're younger than we will be.
Well, it was like Jethro always told Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies, Granny, you're never going to live long enough to look your age. When I first heard it, I thought, well, that was a nice compliment. But then when you digest it, you realize, oh my gosh, you'll never live long enough to look your age.
So you gotta love that. I miss the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, they will never come back. That kind of shows. But I guess we need to get back on the topic of health, which is fine.
Any restaurants to talk about this week?
You know, this week I have eaten at the same places. Let me just tell you real quick where I've eaten. Real quick, I'm not going to rate any. I ate at Carrabba's because now I found that I have the perfect meal there as far as my choices, the keto meal, the chicken brine, sauce on the side, tossed salad with olive oil only, and then broccoli. That is the perfect keto meal as far as nutrients, and it digests well for me. So Carrabba's is still a good choice. Oh, you know, a lot of these restaurants.
Carrabba's.
You do? You like it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, to me, the biggest hurdle is, first, you do have to pick the right place. I mean, you can't go to McDonald's and expect to find the kind of selections you want. But, you know, I've been to Carrabba's off and on for many years, but I have to find what likes me. And it was interesting. I also eat at Mongolian probably every third day in Brainerd Village because I can choose what I want. Yesterday, the waitress who jokes with me and we get along well, she comes over and says, "Well, I guess, Ed, you won't be here tomorrow because you ate here today." I said, "I probably won't. I may eat at the Indian place tomorrow." And she said, "I tried it down there, but I don't know if I really like it." I said, "You know, I don't eat for taste." And she literally gasped at that because no one says this because they're like stunned. "What do you mean you don't eat for taste?" I said, "Taste is number three because quality of food and how it fits into my protocol of whatever I'm embracing," which now I'm embracing the keto lifestyle. I want heavier, healthy fat and less carbs, less fast-acting carb. And I said, "Taste is third because I want to take care of this body for the long haul. And what I wanted to eat yesterday, that's already in the dark ages of memory. You won't even remember a week from now what you ate last week. But you know what? Your cells will. Your liver will, your brain will. In fact, CNN this morning on the news, when I was looking it up, Dr. Green, one of the most interesting article is a pretty big study that it said that obesity is now linked to reduced brain size. The bigger your belly, the smaller your brain. And so we can add that to the list of negatives. In fact, and I'm going to tell you this real quick. I know I'm rambling a whole lot here.
Get in on it in a minute.
Okay. I gave a lecture to 85 people on Tuesday night on keto. It will be on nutritionw.com and on our Facebook by the time you're hearing this. So I walk out. I was introduced by my lovely daughter, and who I will have to announce is pregnant with her first child.
Congratulations.
So I'm excited. And being new to this, I don't really know what to feel or say, but other than great excitement for her and everybody involved. She's doing so well as far as taking care of herself, making wise choices, supplementing correctly, and being very conservative about everything, including the supplementation. So we know what we need to do and we know what we don't need to do. However, she introduced me on Tuesday night. I walk up to this packed house at our lecture center on the lower level of Nutrition World. And I had planned this out, didn't tell one single soul. So I walk up, everyone's looking at me to start speaking. I reach in my pocket, I pull out a Winston cigarette and light it. And of course, dead silence. You could hear a pin drop. And I look around and I say, "What? What's wrong?" And then I spoke. I said, "All of you think smoking kills?" I said, "Let me tell you something. The facts are clear. Obesity and diabetes will kill 4 times more people this year and following than smoking will kill. So we are going to teach you how to reduce that by 80% in tonight's lecture." I'm very proud of the lecture, how it flowed and how people responded. But, you know, put things in perspective. No, I don't want anyone to smoke. It is, of course, damaging. I said, "But you know, all of you wouldn't think one daggum thing if I walked up here with a sweet tea, would you? But yet those are the things that's creating the diabetes and obesity in 80% of all people. So let's focus on the things that are truly the worst disasters on earth instead of the ones that are less."
And that is true. And that actually, two articles I read, and I wish I had them on me, One, regarding the smoking that I'm going to throw out first, there was a study that came out, it was in Medscape, I believe, that just smoking one cigarette a day significantly statistically increased the risk of cardiovascular death and disease. One cigarette, so that was, you mentioned the one, so that brought it back to my memory. The other was really on your obesity topic. We all know, and we've talked about it on the show before, that aerobic exercise can reduce depression. You know, 1 hour a day will be equivalent roughly to about 20 to 40 milligrams of fluoxetine. There are different studies that have shown that, but resistance training hasn't been looked at as closely. But a study that came out, found that one on Hippocrates, was showing that resistance training is as much or perhaps more effective than aerobic exercise to reduce depression. So I was, well, surprised that no one had done studies on that, but not surprised in that effect because, you know, I do that to myself, so I like to run and I like to lift. So it's heartening to know it doesn't really depend on the type of exercise, perhaps, just the exercise in general, which is, of course, going to reduce obesity, hopefully. That's the connection to your topic. But that resistance training will help to lower depression, make you feel better. And this range from people exercising or doing resistance training from 3 days a week all the way up to seven, but the average was about four. So, you know, it's not that you have to spend your entire life in the gym and be a gym rat, just that little bit of exercise, healthy lifestyle. And we talked about the fact that keto makes me feel better. When you combine a keto lifestyle with periodic exercise, it really does increase the energy levels and you're reducing your cardiovascular risk.
Well said, and it was interesting that it, the timeliness of this. I posted on Facebook just a few days ago a picture of myself. I don't know if you saw this, Dr. Green, with
me. No, I missed this.
Okay, I had my weightlifting belt on, and it was after I finished my workout. And I said, and I don't know where this came from, but I'm being more spontaneous because, you know, the exit sign is getting a little brighter with every year, and I want to make sure that I just say what needs to be said at the time it needs to be said. I said, this is Ed after his morning workout. But what I want you to see is my lifting belt. This has accompanied me to the gym since 1973. My sister gave it to me 46 years ago. I said, between two house fires, a divorce, moving multiple times, and occasionally leaving the gym, it's still with me. And I said, of all the gallons, if only the gallons of sweat could speak, it would say how my exercise has fed my body, but also my spirit. And how it has lifted me on so many days in regard to some of the hard challenges and struggles that come with all of us in living. Remember that we are creatures that rust out far quicker than wear out. So please develop a friendly relationship with your exercise. And I just...
Well said.
Thank you. And, you know, nothing I have personally, item-wise, have I ever owned that has been anywhere close to the age of this belt. And I'm shocked that I've not lost it, but... It's kind of one of the special things in my life. And
yeah, I've got two of those myself. they get a little bit dirty over the years, too.
Well, you just see, you know, of course, you can imagine mine after 43 years. But I have had a happy marriage with my belt and no signs of divorce coming soon.
Excellent. Yeah, it certainly does our bodies good. Yeah, my restaurant was not as good as yours. I'm thinking it's a little, I think I mentioned it last week, but I did eat at a great place. I was not back on my keto lifestyle yet, but a great little pizza joint if you're looking for one. Pizza Brothers off of Cherokee Boulevard. I tried a couple of, you know, sell it by the slice. I'm sure you can get it, you know, by the pie as well, but just a pepperoni. They had a like a chicken, but it was really, really good, and they have something called Doughboys that they recommended. And basically just little balls of dough, certainly not keto friendly, but my goodness, if it wasn't good. So if you're just looking for a really good pizza, it's locally owned and run and operated, and a great little pizza joint for us.
Lovely, lovely. And I will have to put one mini plug. My daughter said she did eat at Sugar Ribs and had the best chicken sandwich. And she's like me. She chooses wisely, so she will have another serving of something with good healthy fat in it. Or again, like I spoke at the keto lecture, we have little packets of MCT oil, which is a special oil that burns body fat and makes you think better, or small packets of ghee. Ghee is a type of very, very high quality butter. I carry these with me everywhere I go. Like today at lunch, I may go to the Indian place. Well, you know what? They don't have enough healthy fat. They have chickpeas, they have chicken, they have some good vegetables, but what they don't have is fat. So I take this oil and I pour it over my foods. That makes it more keto friendly.
So ghee is a grass-fed butter?
Ghee is what's called clarified butter. It doesn't mean it's going to be grass-fed, but the kind of quality we sell is grass-fed. The Indians, the country of India, uses ghee and have for as long as it's been in existence. Just a bullet point, a lot of people take turmeric and curcumin. In fact, if you do the powders and things, they're not going to work. You have to have a turmeric connected to a fat molecule. That's why in India, when they eat curry, it works because they've cooked it with ghee. But now in the local places they don't, but in real India they do. So, you know, again, the devil's in the details of all these things. And I'm a huge, you know, massive believer we all need to be taking curcumin to prevent memory loss, prevent inflammation, protect the kidneys and liver, blank, blank, blank. But it's not going to work if you go over there to wherever and you buy a pound of it and you start eating a teaspoon a day unless you cook it with fat.
Healthy fats.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Healthy fat. Yeah, not Crisco. Guess what? It's time for us to take a break already after all my ramblings. And when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in our fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Also, you can download their app, which is very easy to use and free. Now, in recent weeks, we've talked about freedom from anxiety, which is a very important topic. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness, which is a kindred topic. One of my devotionals I did this week was focusing on that, and I think it was Monday or Tuesday, so I thought that would be... Oh, it hit me. I thought it would be a good topic for all of us because I think that's something that a lot of the listeners may struggle with. In his book, Forgive and Forget, Dr. Lewis Smeeds writes, "Revenge never evens the score. For alienated people never keep score of wrongs by the same mathematics. Forgiveness is the only way to stop the cycle of unfair pain turning in your memory." Now, Jesus, speaking to a Pharisee in Luke chapter 7, verses 44 through 47, said, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little, loves little." Now, think about what it means to us to forgive another person. Forgiveness is a decision to let go. It means that you no longer allow someone else to cause you bitterness, resentment, anger, or pain. God wants you to be at peace, fearless, full of faith, full of hope, full of love. He does not want you to be full of anxiety and anger. But forgiveness does not mean you will not remember the hurt. Forgiveness does not mean that you excuse someone else's behavior. Forgiveness does not mean you condone another's actions. Forgiveness does not mean that a relationship must continue. But forgiveness is necessary to begin the healing process. Now, Dr. Smeed's conclusion was that forgiveness is love's toughest work and love's biggest risk. Let me conclude with a verse from Ephesians 4, chapter 32 or chapter 4, verse 32, which reminds us that we have been forgiven of much more than we will ever need to forgive. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And that is your spiritual moment for today. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And that certainly resonates with me in my lifelong studies, too. Once, far long ago, I remember reading something to the effect that revenge is kind of like a poison that we drink in hopes of hurting someone else. And it is so true, at least in my life, it has been an absolute dead end to try to get even. And I do seem to feel that a lot of people living today are looking for reasons to be offended. And they're just looking for battles. And so much of just forgiving everyone, most other people in their attitudes, their beliefs, is conducive to not only a life of more happiness and joy, but of health. And here we are speaking of health always on this show, and this comes back to that again. You know, there are a few bitter people I know, and I know you do, I've seen this too, that seem to live forever despite their bitterness. But as a general rule, you know, we all know that that's not the path that we would want to choose as far as our life.
It really does eat you from the inside out. It does. And forgiveness, and like I was saying, not having it control you is, to me, a far better path.
Well, we could certainly do a whole show and many of them on that. But I want to mention real fast, we do have a couple of lectures coming up. I am such a believer in embracing learning. In fact, I read a poem at my keto lecture last week, and I don't have it in front of me. I want to read that next week. But it really says basically that I don't really separate the world into people who have good or bad or different intentions as far as achieving something. What we separate the world into is learners and non-learners. People who are non-learners are going to be blunted with their hopes and goals of their life, because a lot of people quit learning the day they left school, and they're just kind of treading water their whole life. And as far as health, as far as finances, as far as hobbies, as far as anything you do, is going to require some learning. So we are here to teach people at least the journey of health. There is a diet that we have done for 11 years at Nutrition World called Ideal Protein. And it's different than a keto, but it's kind of a keto. But the difference is we hold your hand. We take the person once a week. We are kind of the, not the drill sergeant, but we are the supervisor who is overlooking and helping and coaching and counseling you along this journey. Most men lose 3 pounds a week, and most women lose 2. We've had about 97% success rate, and your food cravings go away. So we're going to have a lecture. It's at nutritionw.com under events if you want to know. But on January 22nd, we're going to have a wonderful lecture at the lower level of Nutrition World to explain this. And all it is explaining. This Nutrition World does not believe in anything about pressuring or speaking in ways to sell you anything. So if you're really frustrated and you feel like, I'm just tired of having to overthink this, I want someone to be my partner, then you come to this lecture on January 22nd. Ideal Protein. How's your workouts going, Dr. Green?
You know, this week, I think I mentioned to you, I had a virus of some type. Thankfully, not flu. And I'll remind everybody, try to get your flu shot. This year, the predominant strain is still H1N1, the swine flu. But I think we have 19 states that are having much higher levels. I haven't seen that in my practice this week. And thankfully, I did not have flu. But this week was not great. But thankfully, the fever broke. Got to get back in the gym. So excellent, excellent to return to the gym. Feels so good. Getting over a virus, and I would say this is the fastest I think I've ever gotten over anything, but got my supplements going, got plenty of rest, and healed up very, very rapidly. And like we talked about with the resistance training, I try to combine the resistance training with the aerobic exercise. I like to run, as you know, and I think after all of your stem cell injections, you can do some running yourself. But, you know, I like an old-fashioned Herschel Walker-type workout. It's one of my favorites where you're just doing a lot of push-ups and pull-ups And we talked about your exercise belt, and one of my friends who's ex-Navy SEAL gave me one of those, don't know if you have one, where it has a chain attached to the weight belt, and then you hook the weights to that, so your pull-ups are harder. If you haven't tried that, since I know you're a pull-up fan, I challenge you to just, or encourage you to give that a try.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm one who normally, if I kind of see something I want, I go out and get it, if it's reasonably priced. And that's the one single gym toy that I borrow from people, and they say, well, you can go over to Academy Sports. I think they have the chains that I just haven't done. And a guy was in the gym yesterday. He had 245-pound plates around the chains, and he was doing dips on that. Mm-hmm. And I want to do chin-ups. Actually, I looked up the world record for weighted chin-ups, and it's not on the top of my mind right now. Don't believe I could do it, but it was, of course, quite impressive. It was, you know, a 180-pound guy. It was probably 350, something like that. Now, my fear is ripping a bicep because, you know, I've got miles on these biceps from so many curls, and I just don't want to do that. Do you ever think about a ripped bicep? Because that's the only thing in the gym that I walk around and ponder if I'm doing something heavy on curls.
Yeah, and people need to keep in mind also if they're on, we talk about quinolone drugs a good bit and some of the dangers of those, and we don't use them as much as we once did, which is probably a good thing. But if you are on a quinolone drug, Cipro, Levaquin, I hate to pick on those. There's nothing wrong with the antibiotic. But you are at a higher risk of tendon rupture if you're lifting weights and taking a quinolone, or at least some quinolones. let's see, I'm trying to go back to that original question. Oh, tendon rupture. So bicep rupture, I've actually been at the gym twice when I heard somebody do that, and it sounds like someone snapping one of those plastic cords off of a box is what it sounds
really?
Like. So you can hear that from across the gym. And I have seen many of my friends with tendon rupture and some people that I didn't even know at the gym watched it happen, heard it happen. So for me, years ago, I realized, you know, who was I trying to compete with heavy weights? So I'm not so into how much weight can I lift, but just challenging myself every time, doing more reps. The only reason I'm doing the weighted pull-ups is the pull-ups just got too easy, and it just makes it more of a challenge. So it's more to challenge me, not to compete with the next person. And no, I don't put that much weight on it. You don't need a lot of extra weight. I also weigh 200 pounds without doing that, so I don't need much extra weight to make it a hard pull-up.
No, I can see that. And you know, a lot of the people I hear about their ripped biceps, they're actually, a lot of them don't do it in the gym. They do it when they're picking the lawnmower up to put it in the back of the car, or they're, you know, they slip and their arm goes down, things that really aren't gym associated. Then some people do, and you know, when it pulls from the lower bicep, you know, it looks really funny, balled up like a golf ball.
Oh, and it hurts so bad. It does. And a lot of people use really poor form, whether they're working with dumbbells, or you know, doing bench press or doing pull-ups. I see people use the most odd form. It just goes slow and easy. And one, it's a little harder doing it that way if you don't cheat, and it's better for your body and safer.
Well, absolutely. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show. It's all about your healthy living and longevity. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.